luna lo espera y lo anhela, en el cielo azul su blancura refleja. Iluminando lares, descubriendo mares, desmembrando el frío implacable. Devolviendo en esos entes el deseo profundo de tener.
Back here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. Now we have a proper full house, as threatened earlier. We have now Dr. Cumbia and...
You're right. I lost my good seat.
And Jorge of the city, sorry, George of the city, here with us.
Hello.
Yes, along with, Isabel, Kim, and Andrew. So anyway, before I forget, we listened to Soda Stereo from Argentina. We listened to Telekinesis or Teleka. This is from their debut album back in 1984, self-titled. Before that, we listened to Mingua, our sister and brothers from another mother. They are here from Vancouver, and we listened to the song Sun, El Sol. This is from their 2019 album, The Strange One. And we started the set and the show with our sister and brothers from another mother. As you can see, we have a lot of relatives. Los Furios, here from Vancouver as well. And we listened to the song Hits Rising from their 2011 album, Run, Devil, Run. And speaking about Los Furios, they are going to play at the Rickshaw on March 17th. When is St. Patrick's Day? Quickly, come on, somebody.
17th, yeah. So they're really furious or no?
20. They are.
Oh, yeah.
They are really furious, but with a smile.
Right.
With a smile.
All right.
That's George from the city, Jorge de la Ciudad, chatting with us. So on March 20th, they're going to be playing at the Rickshaw along with the Dreadnoughts and Space Chimp. Another local band. You should go. Highly recommend it. We have been going for 4 years now in a row. Both, they play Friday and Saturday, the Dreadnoughts, with four different bands, two and two. And it's always a sold out. So highly recommend it for you to get some. Well, Los Furios, you heard, is kind of ska and rock and reggae and a mix of everything. Really, really good band. And then Space Chimp plays like ska as well. And the Dreadnoughts are like Celtic punk. So it's always a blast with them. And nobody leaves the premises sober. So that's guaranteed.
Well, but if it's sold out, I'm out of luck then. What's going on?
Well, you have to buy them now. It's not sold out now.
Oh, okay, okay. But you just said it's
don't
sold
wait.
Out.
It's always sold out at the end, yes. Anyway, so that was what we listened to. And yeah, you listened to Jorge, so maybe we should listen to somebody else's voice.
What is yes, no. My voice? What's going on?
No, so that people are not going to believe me that there's more people are here.
There's another microphone.
Get it closer.
There.
Come on. Pull it. There you go.
I am here. I promise.
There you go. Kimberly's here, as promised. Anyway, anybody else want to say hi to the world?
Hi, world.
You can grab that one. Yeah, bring it closer to you.
To touch it?
Pull it, yes. You can do whatever you want with it, babe. There you go.
Hi, world.
There you go. That was beautiful Andrew. And beautiful Kimberly. Isabel, you want to try?
I don't have anything to say.
Well, we just heard you say you don't have anything to say. So you do have something to say. You just said that you have nothing to say. So there you go. Anyway, Dr. Cumbia, you want to leave your beautiful voice until Yuka Stereo or what?
I'll leave it for the next program.
There you go. He's humble. He's a very humble man.
Dr. Cumbia is in the house.
Exactly. Yes. As you can feel. I'm sure you felt over the waves that, you know, there was...
Los Angeles Azules.
There was some momentum changing in the air. So that was yeah, Dr. Cumbia's arrival.
I don't want to speak too much because I don't want my voice to dry.
Oh, I see. You want to... Yeah, your cords are... Your vocal cords are...
We'll have something for you, Dr. Cumbia. Something to refresh your throat. Don't worry about it. Just speak up.
We have refreshments.
Yes, there you go.
Anyway, okay. So let's see if we can come up with a theme to talk about for the next segment. Unless somebody has a suggestion. Yes.
Let's talk about the...
Not that many. Just one.
Let's talk about the warning.
The warning?
Yes, please.
Which warning? The weather warning?
Exactly. You know, it's raining a lot and, you know,
That was four nights ago.
It's typical Vancouverites, you know, we have to complain about the weather, whether it's raining, it's not raining, it's cold, it's hot.
We were supposed to get snow as well. We didn't get anything.
I know, they said it was supposed to snow yesterday.
Were you truly Canadians disappointed that you didn't get snow?
I am very happy that there is no snow.
Yeah, we can tell.
I was hoping for a white Christmas, but it still has to happen.
Oh, you'll get it.
Happen.
Don't worry, you'll get it. Okay, sorry, I'm going to do this.
You shouldn't do this, but anyway.
There you go.
There we go.
No, I'm talking.
It can extend plenty.
You'll get a white Christmas.
There you go. Yes, exactly.
The mountain.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the warning, the Mexican ban.
Oh, the warning.
Girls.
Yes.
They are, you know, crushing the world.
Yeah.
And doing getting a great impact. And it's been, for the most part, it's not getting a lot of track in Mexico, which is strange because they're from Mexico.
As you can see, Jorge is a little biased about the warning.
100%.
What is this warning?
He's actually telling the truth this time. There's a three-girl band called The Warning.
Oh, the band is called The Warning.
Correct. Oh. From Monterrey, Mexico. And they play like hard rock. How do you call it? Rock, hard, alternative rock. Yeah. What do they call it these days?
Has a lot of metal and their style, you know. But it has some metal, you know, inspirations. But it's pretty much their own sound. I would say that's what makes them so special.
If you behave, we might play a song later.
That would be a great idea.
So yeah, behave, and. We'll play.
Oh, I will love you more than yesterday.
Okay, now we're talking. So they have been doing good in the, you know, outside world. And they played here last year. They opened for, what was it, Evanescence?
Evanescence, yes. Yeah. And Hellstorm. That was the ticket.
At Rogers Arena. We got a chance to see them there.
I went to the Hellstorm show, but I didn't see anything.
What about... The warning. What the flip?
I was late.
You missed the best part of the whole night.
I didn't realize the warning was playing. I would have gone earlier if that was the case.
Oh, that's just
a
terrible
feeling. I have a feeling you're lying to us now. Today is the day of liars. Like, everybody's lying. You knew about it and you just like, they're Mexican, whatever.
No. Yeah, you didn't get the warning, did you?
Exactly. Well, okay. Well, we'll look for a song and I'll see if I play it. If they give me enough money, I'll play it. All right, so let's go back to some music, and we'll be right back here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
A veces las cosas obvias son las más difíciles de ver. Te asfixiaste con tus propias manos cuando todo apareció.